There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, very glad you're with us. Welcome to New York City. It is a fabulously beautiful, gorgeous night in New York, and couldn't be better weather-wise. Beautiful day today. Hope you had a great start to your weekend. I got to tell you, the ankle biters and I, we were up and out. We were at the playground nice and early today. And after, I don't know, about an hour or so of doing everything that's on the playground at least four or five times, including all the different types of swings and the dirt diggers and the slides and the climby things and the things you slide down from when you're on the climby things and the things that look like big bugs that you're supposed to climb up on the side. I don't know what those are. It's like the caterpillar ladder or something weird like that. They were nice and worn out, and by the time we got home, it was a pretty quiet afternoon, which was the idea from the beginning. So Dad was a genius. I'll take credit for it. And ready to fire away on the second hour of Baldwin McCullough tonight with you. Thank you for being here. My phone number is 888-340-3373, brought to you in part tonight by the good folks at MyPillow.com. I'll tell you more about that, but MyPillow guaranteeing you the best night's sleep you've ever had, or your money back for any reason you desire in the first 60 days, 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC when you call. They'll give you 50% off everything that you order. All right. This last week, last night, 24 hours ago, there was a demonstration being held in Phoenix, Arizona. This demonstration was a second Draw Muhammad contest that was not unlike the Draw Muhammad contest in Dallas, the Garland area that took place about a month ago, in which Pamela Geller nearly lost her life. 300 of her guests nearly lost their lives because two jihadis showed up with AK-47s wanting to try to take everybody out. One of the off-duty police officers had a different thought about it, killed both of the jihadis. The bad guys died. Everybody that was on the good side lived. That worked out okay. In the media since that time, everyone's blamed Pamela Geller for the potential danger that was caused that night, refusing to acknowledge that jihadi gunmen were actually the ones trying to kill everyone. So there's this Marine in Phoenix, and the Marine decided to say to the mosque that the two jihadi gunmen were from, we're going to have a second Draw Muhammad contest, and we're going to have it on the outskirts of your property. There's a Denny's next to your Islamic worship center. We're going to have it there. And last night it went down. 250 people showed up to protest the idea that these guys think that they can get away with this. Police were there. About the same number of people showed up to protest the protesters. So there was a lot of yelling and screaming. The police got right in the middle of it, formed a perfect line. And if you're watching on Biz TV, you see a picture of that. And surprisingly, not a single arrest, not a single act of violence, a lot of angry words, a lot of ventilated feelings. But at the end of the night, it was free speech the way it was supposed to work. People protesting what they wanted to protest, saying what they felt like they needed to say. So on Friday, I was asked to go on Fox News' America's Newsroom in the morning with Bill Hemmer and Martha McCallum to say whether or not I felt like this rally should have gone forward. Here's how that exchange went down.
So another Muhammad cartoon contest is rekindling a debate over freedom of speech and Islam. John Ritzheimer is a former Marine, and he's organizing the contest at an anti-Islam rally that he plans to hold in Phoenix. It'll be similar to the event that we saw in Garland, Texas that sparked a shooting. But today's event is being held outside the mosque that was attended by those Texas gunmen, Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi.
I appreciate the mosque did come out and they condemned the two gunmen. They've come out and they've condemned ISIS. I let them know that we're coming on that day and I hope that everything can remain peaceful.
But Ritzheimer is urging people to come armed to this event just in case. David Goodfriend is former staff secretary to President Bill Clinton, and Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host, CEO of Extreme Media, and the author of No, He Can't, How Barack Obama is Dismantling Hope and Change is the title of his book. Good to have both of you here today. So here we go again with this. Kevin, what do you think about it?
I think the rally has to go forward. I think Pamela Geller changed the tenor of the debate a month ago. And I think when you see the violent reaction that's even being threatened against the organizer of the Phoenix rally, I think it's become more and more clear that Sharia law is not just an issue of religion or personal preference. This is an ideology that runs counter to the very heart and core values of what it means to be American. And so it's important for both sides of the debate to be heard, but it's especially important that we don't go silent on something as important as this.
Do you think that people don't think that Sharia law runs counter to American ideology and belief?
Personally?
Yeah.
No, I think that many do, but I think the argument that Chris Cuomo made and some other people in the last 24 hours is we can't say things that hurt people's feelings. There's a little bit of a creep going on here with the Sharia agenda, and it is the silencing of people that want to speak out that is actually advancing it.
David, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that there are really two separate issues here that we should tease out in this debate. The first is really a legal one, the First Amendment, which gives us all the freedom of speech, even unpopular speech. And there are some limitations on that. You know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater and threaten people's safety. But by and large, I think we're all in agreement that there cannot be a law here that would prohibit this Phoenix event, for example, for going forward. That would be unconstitutional.
I don't think there's any dispute on that. I mean, everybody, doesn't everybody agree? And you know, Kevin, I think everybody, you know, agrees at this table, certainly, that illegally everyone knows that this man has the right to do what he's doing. There's no dispute about that. The dispute is about whether or not it's the right thing to do.
I think that's right. And so we have a cultural divide. That's a bigger issue, the cultural thing. You know, Chris Cuomo used this analogy of the N-word, and I just disagree with that. I don't think that's the right analogy.
All right, but you know what? For folks who didn't see it, David, I'm sorry to jump in on you, but let's play it, because then people will understand what you're talking about, and then we'll go back to it. Go ahead.
They're crazy extremists. They bought into an ideology that is sick and negative and wrong. That's fact. But what you did was calculated in a way that would be provocative. This isn't about not showing it because we're afraid. It's about whether it is right or not. The N-word gets treated the same way that depictions of Muhammad does.
Nonsense.
We don't say it. Let's stick with the N-word analogy.
No,
we don't use it because you don't like it.
It's not analogous.
It's inconvenient.
She says it's not analogous. David, what do you think?
I tend to agree with her that it's not analogous, but I do have what I think is a better analogy. You know, I grew up in Wisconsin in the 1970s in a Jewish family, and I remember when the Illinois Nazis wanted to march through the Jewish neighborhoods of Skokie, Illinois. This was a very, very well-known event. Now, the act was offensive, but the courts allowed the march to go forward. What was interesting was what happened afterwards. Mm-hmm. America sort of looked at that and said, well, that's not right to pick on a religious minority and to do something offensive. We just don't like it. And it became sort of a cultural way of saying, we just don't think that's very American. But the law was pretty clear.
Which is the way these problems should be solved, Martha, because what we're talking about is if we want to have a culture that's built on certain core values, freedom of speech, individual responsibility, etc., the best way we can sheriff bad behavior is to do it independently, to do it one-to-one. Chris Cuomo tried to shame Pamela Geller into admitting that what she's doing is in some way immoral. There's tens of millions of people that think what she's doing is vitally important. And so when you have, they perceive the Sharia creep that's taking place in America as being something that challenges America in the character of what it is as a nation.
Now, I have to jump in here.
What
I have to jump in here.
Go.
I don't think you're doing your side any favors by talking about a Sharia creep. That's just ridiculous. What I do think is going on is a healthy debate over the limits of First Amendment and free speech, and that's where we ought to keep it. That's the amendment.
What is going on is that we should have a healthy debate about limits of free speech. Did he really say that at the end? Now, I know that he was lecturing me on what I should and shouldn't discuss. So I have a simple question. Do you perceive that in our nation there is a push in some corners that Sharia law be accepted? Maybe not as the dominant law system right now, but do you sense that there is a greater desire to see it be accepted as perhaps a legitimate form of law, maybe alongside of or maybe akin to our constitutional system? Have you heard more about Sharia law in the United States in the last 10 years than you did in the previous 30? I'm just curious, because that is, I believe, what Sharia creep would be defined as. And I want to know your thoughts. Do you think Sharia is trying to make its way into the U.S.? 888-340-3373. Also take your calls if you still got thoughts on the gun laws in Texas. We'll take your calls next. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're watching on Biz TV. That's a live shot of Fifth Avenue. It's a perfect night in New York City. Seriously, it doesn't get better in terms of weather-wise than it is today. Just a gorgeous day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us on great television and radio stations across the country, welcoming seven new markets to the Baldwin McCullough family tonight in Orlando, Florida, Jacksonville, Birmingham, Alabama, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and three smaller towns, but combined, making up a fairly significant group in Minnesota as well. The seven cities bringing with them more than 4 million additional households, and we're grateful to be in every one of them tonight. Thank you for being here and for participating in the conversation. We're talking about two different things, and one of them has to do with how I was lectured to by my opponent on Fox News on Friday. Take a look.
This
now,
is an important thing to do.
Here.
What
I have to jump in here. I don't think you're doing your side any favors by talking about a Sharia creep. That's just ridiculous. What I do think is going on is a healthy debate over the limits of First Amendment and free speech, and that's where we ought to keep it. That's the
Oh, okay. So we can't talk about it's the American way not to talk about Sharia and the potential challenges Sharia brings to the American culture. Rather, we should talk about limiting our First Amendment right to free speech? To quote him exactly, I don't think you're doing your side any favors by talking about Sharia creep. That's just ridiculous. What I do think is going on is a healthy debate about the limits of the First Amendment and free speech, and that's where we ought to keep it. That's the American way. No, it's not the American way. This is not a debate about free speech. This is a debate about two competing legal systems. One called Sharia law, one called the Constitution of the United States. And there are more people now in the United States that would like to see Sharia law become law. They've professed it in either statements, written word, etc. I'll give you just a highlight of my column that comes out in the morning. But the New York Times in 2011 said, a crusade against Sharia undermines American democracy, ignores our country's successful history of tolerance and assimilation, and creates a divide between America and its fastest-growing religious minority. By the way, Sharia is not a religion. Sharia is a legal system that is built from a religion. Huge difference. Maxine Waters, the leftist Democrat congresswoman from California, said in 2012 at an Islamic center in Orange County, anti-Sharia laws are motivated by anti-Muslim bigotry, plain and simple. It's not true, but she said it anyway. In 2014, a Jewish lesbian rabbi, my lovely bride said, they have those? Evidently, they do. But a Jewish lesbian rabbi, Robin Nafshi, said, the politicians who endorse anti-Sharia laws are exploiting Americans' legitimate fear of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and other extremist groups in order to ostracize and discriminate against the American Muslim community. That's not true either. Sharia law doesn't have anything to do with peaceful Muslims living their life. One last incident, the one on Friday where David Goodfriend, that's his name, from the Clinton administration, said I was ridiculous for mentioning that there are more people in the country concerned with where Sharia is going here than there were before. That's what a creep is. It grows. So let me just ask you, does Sharia law bother you? If you heard a congresswoman like Maxine Waters say it's completely compatible with the Constitution, would you believe her? Take your calls, 888-340-3373. We've also mentioned the fact they encourage people to openly carry their guns to the Draw Muhammad contest in Phoenix last night. And guess what? Not a single shot got fired. Not a single person got hurt. They didn't even have a fight. No one got arrested. You had 250 people show up and defend Sharia, and you had 250 people show up and denounce Sharia. And the denounce side had a lot of guns with them. Nobody shot one. Nobody got hurt. The police had everything under control. Everybody went home. Totally peaceful night. I'm glad that they did. That's the way free speech should work. But in Texas, they're going to allow open carry even on the college campus, and some of you have weighed in on this or wanted to. Let's go to Jim in Manhattan listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Jim, welcome.
Hey, Kev, thanks for having me on.
Yep.
I actually agree with most of the things you say throughout your show. I've been listening for a while, and thank you for introducing me to the Beats. I don't even drink coffee anymore. That stuff does work. Having said that, I'm pro-Second Amendment. Let the record show. I really am. However, there is no reason 18 to 22-year-olds who are there to learn on a college campus need to carry firearms, Kevin. Check it at the door. This is not it's not a gun, facility for these types of things. I mean, what would be the reason? Is it the Virginia Tech shooter? I mean, why would you need to carry guns on campus? If half the campus is holding a gun, I am terrified. And I graduated college 5 years ago, so I'm
sure.
Relatively recently removed from this experience.
Well, I'll tell you,
since
I've had a chance to digest that law a little bit, because I just got told about it a couple of days ago, I did a little survey, primarily amongst females. And everyone from my lovely bride to some of the people that I talk with regularly about public policy, all of them women and all of them younger than me, I'm 45, so they were all in college more recently than I was, said to me, "You abso-darn-tootly right. I'd put a little 22 in my purse and I'd have it with me everywhere." With the date rape culture that is the college campus and the concerns about assault and everything else, oftentimes when you need the police in a minute, they are at least five away, and by then it's too late. That was their words to me. So I would say you're at least empowering those girls to have a shot at equalizing a situation if a man who's bigger than them is trying to assault them.
Right, and are there not other ways to prevent date rape? Is there not pepper spray? Are there not tasers? I mean,
yeah, I just don't know that
automatically going to shoot somebody.
But the Constitution doesn't put limits on how I can have that gun for my protection. It just says I can have it.
Well, I don't think the founding fathers realized how stupid 18 to 22-year-olds were in 2015.
You may be right about that. I may have to give you credit on that point. I may have to give you credit on the recognizing that the founding fathers had no idea how ludicrous 18 to 25-year-olds would be in this day and age. But I also think that responsible students that pass a background check, that have the otherwise license to carry everywhere else in the state of Texas, shouldn't be asked to check it at the door. You become a sitting duck once you get on campus if everybody else is allowed to have them outside of campus. Why would you want to give up that protection once you're there?
Well, I'll say this. I don't think protecting college students who are there to learn, I don't think the answer is more guns, and here's why. If I walk in, let's say I'm that psychopath from Virginia Tech, just play devil's advocate
for
a second. If
you would have been dead a lot quicker, let's put it that way.
Let's say I walk into one of these Texas schools where I walk into a classroom, there's 30 students, and 28 of them are holding guns. I walk in as a crazy college shooter, 20 are done before I get hit. I mean, what are you protecting? There's other ways to protect students, more security, more armed officers. But college students should not be walking around with guns. They are too. We are
all right. All right.
We, as if I'm in the mid 20s, are too impulsive.
Yeah, that's your bottom line. I got you. My bottom line is the only way to stop bad guys with guns is to have way more good people with guns outnumbering them. But we're just going to have to agree to disagree on that point. Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're talking about that Texas law. We're also talking about Sharia. Do you think it's creeping up on society? Do you think it's getting more popular here? There are some people that I think are blind to it. We'll take your calls on that as well.
888-3- We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company on deck is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a video chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live on great television and radio stations across the country. Glad you're with us. And on Friday, we ended a segment on Fox News with me getting told off by David Goodfriend. Watch.
Now, this is an important thing to do. I don't think you're doing your side any favors by talking about a Sharia creep. That's just ridiculous. What I do think is going on is a healthy debate over the limits of First Amendment and free speech, and that's where we ought to keep it.
That's where we ought to keep it. Debating the limits of free speech. Really? Sharia law, just for those of you that don't know, because this is part of my issue here. Sharia law seeks certain things that I think run so counterintuitive to the constitutional system that we have here in America that I don't think that they are compatible. Maxine Waters, Democratic congresswoman from California, says they completely are. A very liberal leftist Jewish lesbian rabbi from New England said in a speech in 2014 that they are. David Goodfriend believes that there's no issue there. There's no there there. So, Kev, why do you think Sharia law isn't compatible with the Constitution? For the following reasons. It disallows free speech. Let's just start with that one. You can't say whatever you want under Sharia law. Sharia law sees as blasphemous and therefore punishable by death conversion away from Islam. Yeah, you die. You convert out of Islam and people find out about it, you're a dead man. Sharia law allows questionable sexual relationships to be arranged as it pertains to what it calls marriage, basically underage girls. Sharia law subjugates women. It excuses honor killings. It calls for the decapitation of those who profane the holy men of Islam. And by profane, it could be anything from having actual profane drawings, like the Charlie Hebdo drawings of Muhammad, to very respectful and tasteful drawings, like the one that Pamela Geller's contest produced, or even me putting quote marks around the word holy men, because I'm saying to some, they might not be holy. All of a sudden, I've now profaned Muhammad. See, that's what Sharia law enforces, and it doesn't just do it for people that are voluntarily part of the system. It says this will be the law of the land. So I don't even think we should have Sharia law zones in Dearborn, Michigan, or in Montana, or in clusters in upstate New York where Muslims have large acreage of property. I think they should be subject to U.S. laws. So what I want to know is, do you think Sharia is on the increase? Do you think it's growing? Do you think there is a threat to America by the presence of those that desire to see Sharia law become law here in the United States? And equally so, our own politicians looking the other way going, no, it's not going to. That's ridiculous. You're the guy. You don't do your side any favors by saying there's a Sharia creep. That's ridiculous. Yeah, shame me. While you then go on to say you want to debate the limits of free speech. Yeah, I'll have that debate. But you're not going to like the ending of it. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. DJ's calling from Brooklyn, New York, listening or watching tonight on Biz TV. Hi, DJ.
How you doing?
Good.
You have several issues. First of all, you're talking about guns. When in New York, in years gone by, there have been numerous instances where police have off duty gone to a bar and, since they carry 24/7, gotten drunk and shot each other.
Yep.
That's one issue.
So
the other issue about
college kids can't carry
law, as practiced by ISIS and other groups like them, is a tumor. Some tumors are cancerous, some tumors are benign. ISIS is a cancerous tumor and should be treated as such. Also, Gino said to me that when we talked about Geller a couple of weeks back,
right,
that I was too soft. I'm not saying that she didn't have the right to do it, and maybe we should have a Muhammad contest once a week around the country and smoke out all these crazies and have them done away with the way they were done away with in Texas.
Let's have one right here in the heart of New York City. Let's have a draw Muhammad contest in Central Park.
I mean, not to be provocative necessarily.
No.
But when you think about it, this is crazy. And it's almost impossible to deal on a rational level with a person who believes that if he blows himself up, he's going to meet 72 virgins, especially for him, in paradise. And lastly, I believe we should terrorize the terrorists. And the way to do that, in my opinion, is to say that every American bullet, every American gun, is tipped with pig's blood.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Hey, DJ, thanks for the call. Astute stuff, and I appreciate you listening. We've got a couple more calls. One phone line open, 888-340-3373, but we've only got a handful of seconds before the break, so I don't want to take any more right now. But Ralph, hold on, and Bob, calling from Texas, I have to tell you, you hold a very special place in my heart tonight, Bob. We'll get to why when we return. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It is one gorgeous night in Manhattan tonight. Thank you for being here. We've got a beautiful, gorgeous bit of weather that's rested upon us. And that live shot there, if you're watching on Biz TV, was, Times Square. So, iconic place. Lots of people out enjoying the great weather. We're talking about whether or not I did, quote, my side any injustice by bringing up the idea that Sharia law is growing in its acceptance here in this country, and it's being done so in part by trying to intimidate those that are warning against it to be quiet. Here's how I was shamed at the end of my interview on Fox News on Friday.
This is an important thing to do. I don't think you're doing your side any favors by talking about a Sharia creep. That's just ridiculous. What I do think is going on is a healthy debate over the limits of First Amendment and free speech, and that's where we ought to keep it. That's the
That's where we should keep it, he says. That's the American way, to not discuss the threat from Sharia, but to argue about the limits of free speech in America. I couldn't disagree more. And it's not the American way. 888-340-3373. That's my take on it. Let's talk to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Line 2. Ralph, thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
You did very well in that one-on-one, that other guy in that TV interview. This was the station in Arizona, I think, right, where you were interviewed. And if, you know, it is right, in Arizona, right?
It was in New York City. We were on Fox News Channel.
In New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. In Fox. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, as you know, Kevin, if the Geneva Convention applies, and this was the Marine, correct? The one with in Arizona,
yes.
In Phoenix?
Yep.
If the Geneva Convention applies to him, he's an enemy non-combatant who takes no prisoner. I can do you even better with regard to the quote-unquote Sharia law, okay? Right now, we do have an agent provocateur, saboteur, okay, a low-down creep that you could imagine every which way you can about this man, you know, this pseudo man, and he is an acting, method acting man, a figurehead. That's right. The spotlight on the silhouette man. That's Obama. You know, he said, quote, I have a phone and I have a pen, and if Congress do not act, I will. Maybe he will put in place the Sharia law.
Not only that.
With his phone, it's going to be like, hello, Supreme Leader, Ayatollah, I understand where you're coming from with the debt to America.
Not only that, Ralph, and thank you for your call. Astute point. Not only does he have a pen and a phone, he said in a speech in Cairo on foreign soil, talking mostly to Islamic students at the University of Cairo months after being elected, he said that the future does not belong to those who insult the Prophet of Islam. He said that. The future will not belong to those who insult the Prophet of Islam. Well, what if I do, and we're the majority here? And it may not be intentionally insulting. Again, I don't recognize the Prophet's authority. I don't even think of him as a prophet. I look at Muhammad the way history looks at him. He was a pedophile. He was a man who had a jealousy problem. But I didn't think he was divine. I don't think he was. I don't think he had a divine mission. That's not how I interpret his life. Just like many Muslims look at Jesus and say, "But we don't believe that he did. We don't think he was divine." Okay, I can let them believe. I can live with them believing that Jesus isn't divine. But I'm not allowed to say, in mixed Islamic company, that the Prophet wasn't God's man. And that he shouldn't be respected as a prophet, because that's blasphemy. And in certain circles, that would earn me a death sentence. See, that's why Sharia law cannot be compatible with the Constitution of the United States, ever. It can never be the law system that's allowed to grow here. There's no portion of it. And these states that have banned Sharia law specifically are not anti-Muslim or even bigoted towards other people's faith, because Sharia law isn't a faith. It's a legal system built out of a faith, and it doesn't belong in America. You want to live under the standards of Sharia law, move to Iran or move to Saudi Arabia. You can practice the Sunni or the Shia version of it, but don't live here, because we don't live under Sharia law. We will not live under Sharia law, not until they crack my cold, dead fingers off this microphone. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Now, Bob, are you there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Bob, I need to tell you something, because this is a red letter moment for Kevin McCullough. I have been doing broadcasting on the air for, I think, I don't know, 20-something years. I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, on the west side of the city near Carswell Air Force Base. A little town called River Oaks is a suburb. I lived there my entire life. I went to school in the area. I left in the 80s to go to college. I've never taken a call from my hometown on any of my broadcasts across the country. But tonight, I get to welcome my first caller from my original hometown, Fort Worth, Texas. Bob, welcome to Baldwin McCullough. Kevin McCullough, very happy to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm a native here. I've grown up here, and it's paid off now.
Whereabouts? Whereabouts did you grow up?
I'm on the east side of Fort Worth. I grew up by Hanley and went to Eastern Hills High School.
Okay. My dad was a north side steer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
But I was just calling to say, I agree with you. It feels like it is creeping in, and it will creep in. I feel like this country's kind of been shot with a slow anesthetic, because really a lot of people don't care about anything, it seems like, unless it affects them. But anyway, I agree with what you're saying. I think Tama, that's her name, I believe she ought to get a medal, bringing two of those guys out and getting them killed instead of them. They sure wouldn't have went back home and been peaceful, loving citizens. Am I still there?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay. I was watching on TV. I think our timing is different on TV. That's what messed me up a little bit.
It may just be a few seconds behind.
Yeah, that messed me up. But anyway, I think that, our media, I don't trust, like MSNBC. I don't know about Morning Joe. He might be all right. But the racial medals and that, Chris, I think they ought to be deported to Iran. I watch them. I watch Fox. Go back and compare. And if you're not watching all the channels, you don't get all the news out of them. So it is kind of, but anyway, I like what you're doing. I saw you. I happened to catch you on here, and I just wanted to call and say, hey, thanks a lot for
Bob,
bringing this up.
Thanks for representing our hometown with a lot of style and class. Kevin,
we live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People
people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
And a live shot of Fifth Avenue, if you're joining us on Biz TV tonight. It's been fun to be with you. Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you here. And again, brought to you in part by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell and the gang at MyPillow set out on a mission a few years ago to give people a better night's sleep, guaranteed. And I will tell you, in my own life, it has more than come true. I've been on the MyPillow product, which is an actual pillow, for more than a year. It started in April of last year. And every single night I've used the pillow, I've achieved REM cycle sleep. The only time I haven't, in the last year, four times, I was on the road for four different nights without the MyPillow. That was until I got my travel version. Now I take one with me everywhere. Even took it with me to Israel last year. Got REM cycle sleep in Israel. See for yourself. Give it a 60-day trial. They will let you test drive it for 60 days. And return your money back in full, no questions asked, up to 60 days if you don't like it. But friends, you're going to love this pillow. It's going to give you sleep you've never had before, and they'll warranty it for a full 10 years. They've sold 5 million of them. They've helped people get better night's sleep than they've ever dreamed of. And if you use my initials, KMC, when you call, you're going to get 50% off just for mentioning KMC. When you call 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. You can throw it in the washer dryer, keep it nice and fresh for years to come. But just do it because of the sleep you're going to get. MyPillow.com. You can buy them online. Still get the 50% discount when you use KMC as the promo code. Or mention it when you call. 1-800-506-2641. Mention KMC. Get 50% off. Real quickly, let's go to line two. John's in Winston-Salem. John, your idea on Sharia law, is it growing here in America? John, are you there? Okay, put him back on hold. Let's go to line two. Roland is calling from Lemoore, California. Roland, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
What's your thought on Sharia law?
I actually wasn't calling for the Sharia law. I was calling for the Muhammad cartoon.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to get your input on it and what you thought about it.
I think that you should be. I think that we should have more draw Muhammad contests. My point in the Fox News piece was there are people that want to see Sharia come to this nation. One of the best ways we can expose what that would look like is to break that law and to watch what happens in response. In Dallas, it almost got a woman killed. Last night, they had 250 people show up to yell at the other side about it. It is obviously something that is restrictive of freedom of expression. I think it's a good thing. More draw Muhammad contests would be a good thing.
I totally agree.
All right, Roland, thanks for the call. Do we have John, line three?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
John, go right ahead. We're limited on our time. Make your best point.
Okay, sure. It's absolutely creeping. People ask, well, how in the world did it happen? And I say it's because it's actually being promoted from the top. If we remember back in 2007 when someone was running for president and interviewed with George Stephanopoulos and he talked about the fact that
he inadvertently said my Muslim faith. That's right. And I think it's also not only that, John, I think it's also the fact that good people are being intimidated into not speaking out. And that's always a recipe for disaster. Great calls tonight, friends. Thanks for a great show. Baldwin McCullough with you every Saturday night on Biz TV and great radio stations across the country. We'll see you next week.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Story.